Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we would like to offer our congratulations on the most auspicious day of the birthday of Imam Baqir alayhi salam to all of the Muslims of the world and to all of the seekers of knowledge and lovers of wisdom and knowledge all over the world, and especially to the followers of the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a beautiful tradition regarding Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam. This tradition has been narrated from the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it tells us a little bit about the respect that the Prophet had for Imam Baqir, who was his grandchild. And also, it tells us a little bit about his virtues and why we respect him and love him so much. In this tradition, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said the following to Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, who was one of his companions, one of his ashab. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Soon you will be seeing a man from my household. His name will be my name. Ismuhu ismi," the Prophet says. He said, "Then his name will be my name." And we know that Imam Baqir alayhi salam, his name was Muhammad. It's like the Prophet's name was Muhammad. Then the Holy Prophet says, "His feature will resemble mine, or his characteristics will be similar to my characteristics. His virtues, his characteristics, his qualities will be similar to mine." Well, this is in a very general fashion. The Prophet said that he will resemble me. His name is, will be my name. His characteristics will be my characteristics. But out of all of these characteristics, the Holy Prophet singled out one of the characteristics which manifests and really tells us a lot about Imam Muhammad Baqir alayhi salam and also about his life. The Holy Prophet said, "And he will cleave the knowledge deeply," or he will open up knowledge in a very amazing fashion, in an astounding manner. This is something that is a interesting characteristic and peculiar distinction of Imam Baqir. And it's well known, and history tells us that in his lifetime, he, because of the relatively peaceful political situation and era in which he lived, the Imam was able to utilize that opportunity and spread knowledge and wisdom to people, and he was able to teach people many things. And this continued in the era of his son, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the tradition of the Prophet regarding Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure. This humble servant will be diverted from you.